This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Experts were expecting the latest report on first-time jobless claims to come in at about 225,000, but a report today from the Labor Department shows, in fact, 209,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, around 13,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. In Kentucky, a 23-year-old mother of four went missing months ago. Now, authorities believe they may have found her body south of Lexington. Robert Purdy is a spokesman for the Kentucky State Police.
Savannah Spurlock went missing in January, and since then, multiple searches have been conducted. In fact, we've been at this residence at least one time.
Purdy saying that home where the body was found is connected to one of the persons of interest in the case. The woman was last seen leaving a bar with three men back in early January. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote today to authorize a dozen subpoenas to top current and former Trump administration officials, and the list includes senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein. The Democratic-led committee looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Others on that list include former NSA Michael Flynn and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Five Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels failed to take a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, according to U.S. officials. CNN reports the incident happened as the British Heritage tanker was leaving the Persian Gulf on Wednesday and crossing into the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats reportedly approached it and ordered it to move into Iranian waters. A British Royal Navy frigate was nearby, though, escorting the tanker and trained its guns on the Iranian vessels, ordering them to back off, and a U.S. aircraft was also overhead, catching the entire event on video. And Jim Beam is facing fines after that fire at its warehouse in Kentucky caused environmental damage. The July 2nd fire led to a runoff of a large amount of bourbon into the Kentucky River, and that caused a massive, severe fish kill. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us on the day after our Independence Day. And some of the enthusiasm continues to linger. And I'll tell you, what better guest to have right now than Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. Grover, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, I trust it was a great 4th of July, great Independence Day, a time to remember the freedoms of this country. And as many have said before, freedom, you know, comes with a price. And again, it's up to we the people to put themselves in the right position to lead this government.
Oh, absolutely. And it has to be won every single generation. The Constitution is there, has been. It's the guardrails that keep us from going off the road, but only if we, our parents and our children,
exactly,
pay attention to the guardrails.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ronald Reagan said it very appropriately. He says, doesn't pass in, you know, liberty and freedom that our Constitution grants us, doesn't pass in the bloodstream. It is something that needs to be passed on and picked up by the next generation, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's a little bit, you know, surprising, shocking. I don't know, maybe old people are always concerned about the next generation when you have some of these ridiculous polls that say X number of people under 40 think socialism is okay. The only thing that cheers me up is the Scott Rasmussen polling that shows that younger people who call themselves socialists believe it means less government.
Yes, right. Exactly. Well, it proves the point. I mean, look, it. They went through school, and a lot of these kids have been indoctrinated in college, and they were enforced to think in socialistic terms if they wanted to get an A. But if the professors were true socialists, Grover, I insist, then what they should have done was taken the A's that everybody worked their butts off to get and, you know, kind of ameliorated out, just ferreted out amongst everybody. And, you know, Johnny that didn't work as hard, you know, his D needs to become a C at the expense of your A. That's true socialism, isn't it not?
Oh, it certainly is. I went to grade school, high school, after they unionized the public school teachers. So I learned that education by the post office is not a particularly good idea, and that it was going to be on me to make some use of this whole thing. And that if you told the teacher back the nonsense she wanted to hear, you would be fine and get your A. That
right.
did not make me a Marxist, but I wrote like one to get my grades.
Exactly. You knew what the game was, and I think a lot of the kids understand that, because all it takes is their first job in the marketplace to realize that mediocrity is not fun, because this is what socialism does. It dumbs down everything to its lowest common denominator, and there's no reward for excellence. There's no reward for hard work, because everybody gets paid the same, because, you know, that's what's fair, right, Grover?
Yes, and they also don't get any history to understand the history of National Socialism, the history of Soviet Socialism, the history of, well, you think Venezuela might give you a little hint about what's going on. But any reading of history, you don't have to be a student of history, you just have to be vaguely aware the history exists and the amount of blood on the floor
exactly.
and the failure that socialism was. And it should be clearer for this generation. When I was growing up, I had friends who were red diaper babies. Their parents were communists, and they would look you in the eye, and their parents would look you in the eye and tell you the Soviet Union had better health care than we did, that it was richer than us. I mean, before the Soviet Union fell, there were people who could delude themselves by reading the New York Times. But heck, the RCIA numbers on what they thought the economy was in Russia, they just took their numbers and thought they were real, or at least that's what they were publishing. So even the official U.S. government numbers had Russia being fairly successful as an economy, but when they really were the size of Pakistan as an economy when they collapsed.
Well, if they were so great, where's the innovation? Where's the creativity coming out of Russia today?
There wasn't then, and there isn't now. That's the painful thing. I think a lot of the guys would get up and go, got up and left the country. But when you have such, when the government makes every decision about who does what, people learn that corruption is the way to get ahead. And it's not irrational. It's a rational response to a criminal system. And, you know, you spend all your time trying to get a few extra bucks being corrupt. But that doesn't leave a lot of time to invent the internet.
No, without a doubt. Grover, I maintain, I think you and I talked about this the last time you and I were together, and that had to do with, you know, what we experienced in the previous administration. We got a little preview of some socialistic, you know, ideas and policies, and it didn't fare well for us. And what it did was it stifled the productivity of America, and it took Donald Trump, of all people, if you can only imagine, it took Donald Trump to lift the heavy boot of the regulation nation off the throats of productive Americans, and look where we are right now. We're setting records with unemployment, productivity. People are happier than they've been in a long time, and it is amazing what Donald Trump has been able to do. And if that isn't a practical lesson for the vote going into 2020, I don't know what else this is going to take.
Well, one thing that we need to take out of the last previous 2 years and remind people is that Trump was able to accomplish amazing things beyond what other presidents of a conservative bent have been able to do for a couple of reasons. One, he had a Republican House and Senate. Two, he had a Reagan Republican House and Senate. Reagan didn't have a Reagan Republican House or Senate. There's a Republican majority in the Senate. There were maybe one or two people whose default position is less regulation, less spending, let's confront the Soviet Union, let's lower taxes. Reagan created the modern Republican Party over time in his image, so that when Gingrich got in, most of the people, as Speaker, most of those Republican House and Senate guys were, in fact, Reagan Republicans. That was their understanding of the modern Republican Party. By 1994, 98% of all the Republicans in the House and Senate who ran for office at the national level signed and kept the taxpayer protection pledge to never raise taxes. That is a wildly different party than before Reagan.
Exactly.
Where Republicans thought, well, raising taxes is just one of our tools, like the guillotine. You know, it's something we might use from time to time. Be aware, taxpayers.
Keep the minions in order, yes.
And so Trump stands athwart Washington, D.C., with a House and a Senate that, when Reagan was president, they would pass laws telling him, you're not allowed to study the privatization of pest control, which was one of the things they tied Reagan's hands with. I mean, and they'd stick these little riders into appropriations bills, and you'd go, well, here's a good idea, something Reagan could do by himself. No, because as soon as the other team thought you were thinking about it, they literally pass a law banning you from studying something like that, never mind implementing it. None of that happened to Trump. And when you look at the significant deregulation, the CAFE standards, which mean your cars have to be made out of tinfoil and teeny and small and not say, you know, drive into a tree that you're in trouble, not the tree.
Right.
They're not allowing those to get radically worse as they had planned to do. The Clean Air Act, which is going to put the government in charge of all of electric power and use that to control everything that we do to get...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know what is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to play for you a cut of Joe Biden threatening to repeal tax cuts. Listen to what he says. This is from his lips to your ears, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, guess what? First thing I do is going to repeal this Trump tax cut. So when I'm president, if God willing I am, we're going to reverse those Trump tax cuts.
Look, here's the deal. One of the things we got to do is, well, if I'm president, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to end Trump tax cuts.
The first step is reverse President Trump's tax cuts for the very wealthy and corporations.
The first step is reversing the tax cut.
And look, the tax cut he passed for multimillionaires and billionaires. Guess what? When I'm president, it's gone. It's gone.
And the first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
And folks, on day one, I will move to eliminate Trump's tax cuts as well for the super wealthy.
And I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
Vice President.
Look, if I'm elected president, I will immediately repeal the tax cuts for the super wealthy in this Trump's administration.
Well, Grover, there it is. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't hide the fact. I mean, the Democrats are doubling down. You know, they talk about all this free stuff, but really that is such a ruse because it's going to be on the taxes, on the backs of middle America to pay for all this alleged free stuff, right?
Absolutely. And the Democrats, Biden, starting with Biden, but including all 24,000 guys who are running for president on the Democratic ticket this time, Biden and the others have each said they would repeal the tax cut that the Republicans and Trump passed in 2017. The challenge here is that they just told the American people exact to the dollar how much their taxes would go up if you elected a Democrat with the House and the Senate to go with it. The average income family, if you had two parents, two kids, average income family got a $2,000 tax cut because of the Republican tax cut. If the Democrats take power, if you have middle income, dead center middle income family, two kids, $2,000 tax increase from now for the rest of your life, every year, $2,000. Single parent, one child, $41,000, $1,300 tax cut thanks to the Republicans, and therefore, if Democrats get power, a $1,300 tax increase every year from what you're paying now. So the Democrats are running as Walter Mondale, who said, I will raise your taxes in 1984, and lost 49 of the 50 states. But they're doing it where they're saying, and by the way, here's what you're going to pay. Because you can look at your taxes over the last 3 years and know exactly what they're going to take away from you.
Right. Yeah, unlike what they did with Obamacare, they told us we were going to get all this money back, which, in the words of Joe Wilson, along with the fact that no money was going to go to illegals, and Joe Wilson called out President Obama for the lie that it was. Of course, he got castigated, and today we're saying Joe Wilson was exactly right.
Oh, yes. And the Democrats are running as a mix of George McGovern, who in 1972, running against Nixon, took every left-wing idea that was floating around and said, me too, and attached it to himself like a boat anchor. And he got wiped out, right? He carried Massachusetts and something. But the Democrats this year are saying every left-wing idea you can think of, handing out health care to anybody who walks across the border and decides they want to stay because their country sucks. I mean, that's a lot of the world, I'm sorry.
Right.
Your country sucks.
Yeah.
If that's a good enough excuse to stay and get free stuff. And every left-wing idea plus a promise slash a threat to raise your taxes permanently. Mm-hmm. Not the 1 or 2% richest people. That's what our friend Obama and Clinton both lied. They said they'd only tax the top 1%. Then they proceeded to pass gasoline taxes and all sorts of other taxes, which hit everybody.
Well, we heard in history, you know, we hear that echoing from the early part of the 20th century. That's how all the tax income tax program began. It was always they were going after the top 1%. And within a year, they started aiming their guns toward the middle class and the other 99, right?
You were supposed to start paying a 7% income tax if you made in today's dollar terms, $11 million. Okay? Within a few years, 7% was the lowest tax rate that people paid, and everybody paid more than that. So once they, you know, once they get that K form in there, it just grows.
Grover, how do we fight what's going on here? I mean, Google has picked no bones. They said, look, they're going to do everything they can. And you know the other social media entities, Facebook and Twitter, are doing the same thing. They are absolutely 100% against Donald Trump and anything conservative. They're squashing down bandwidth. They're doing everything they can to regulate. As they said in this private video, this other private video that we'd played earlier for our audience, that they're going to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump from winning again. We saw what happened in California and some of the states with ballot harvesting, some of the illegal things that they did. The Democrats are pulling out all stops. And, you know, do we have enough of the message? Do we have enough critical mass in order to overcome the manipulation and the lying that the Democrats are going to be thrusting upon the body electorate?
I think we do, and for a couple of reasons. One, the president did the tax cut, bringing the business taxes down. We've had hundreds of billions of dollars flow in the United States in direct investment. We've seen millions of jobs. We've seen wages going up. We've seen middle-class wages coming up. We've seen the lowest income wages going up. We've seen people coming off disability. The number of people on disability is going down because people say, no, I'm not that sick, and there's a job. And,
right.
And they can move into positions. People coming out of prison are getting jobs, for crying out loud. We have more jobs than there are people to fill those positions, and people are coming off the sidelines. Older people deciding to stay in the workforce because there's work to be had. People who haven't been looking are looking. And when the Democrat campaign is the tax cut was only for rich people and the economy sucks, and you look around and you see that's not true, and you look at your own taxes, and there's a 25% on average tax cut for the American people. H&R Block did a wonderful study. You can go state by state. Some states got 27%, some 23%, but about 25% for everybody. That was a tax cut people noticed. And the threat to take that away is going to be front and center. The Democrats add to that that they're at war with the Second Amendment. They usually lie about that. Remember John Kerry saying, I have a shotgun. Now there are 18 million Americans with concealed carry permits, and many states that don't even require carry permits. So the number of people who really have a personal relationship with the Second Amendment is up by the millions from previous elections. 2 million Americans homeschool. The left wants to take that away. They have no hope other than to reelect Trump and a Republican House and Senate. They're just a whole series of all communities of faith. Understand that freedom of religion is going to survive because of the judges that Trump put in. Imagine what the left would do in stacking the court with left-wing judges so that instead of ever having to vote for left-wing stuff, they just get the courts to do it, which is what they used to do.
Exactly.
Now, the courts are dismantling this whole left-wing agenda that was never voted in, and we're becoming a much more democratic country and a rule of law country, which is something we've been missing for decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what President Trump said on his inauguration, that he was returning the government back to we the people. And this is a process because the people have let go of, the reins of government for a period of time, and they're starting to see what this looks like. And I think it's encouraging, Grover, don't you think?
I do. Look, whenever you have a nobility that put themselves up and make a living off of everybody else and push people around, in the French Revolution, they hadn't learned to count. There were more peasants than nobles, and there are more citizens in the United States than there are would-be nobility. The self-imposed ruling class, self-created ruling class is small in numbers. They have a lot of clout. They're on PBS talking all the time.
Right. We got about 15 seconds. We got about 15 seconds left here, so go ahead.
When we all raise our hands, the American people win.
Amen. Where can they go for more information, Grover Norquist?
Website atr.org, and I tweet @Grover Norquist.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got a visiting fellow at the National Security Institute at the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University. Matthew Hyman joins us now to talk about Iran. Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about, you know, the reckoning that Europe must do regarding what's turning out to be a bad investment in Iran, right?
Exactly, Bill. As I'm sure you and your listeners are well aware, tensions in the Gulf have ratcheted up dramatically. President Trump has taken some actions, including a cyber attack against Iran, as well as additional sanctions against leadership in Iran. And the Europeans have just taken the view that they want to have more talks with Iran. And so I don't think that's going to be ultimately productive for them. But I think they are trying to move beyond the nuclear deal they invested so heavily in, as well as just their general distaste for President Trump. I think that's a tough thing for them to get over.
Well, are they just allowing, and I guess that's a good point, are they allowing their distaste for Trump to get in the way of progress here? Because I would think in part what Donald Trump has represented to I think whether it's our allies or other European countries, is that, his way of doing business has delivered a pretty positive bottom line, all things considered, has it not?
Well, it certainly has for the U.S. economy, and I would argue that it's been a definite positive movement in terms of our foreign policy. I think there are, when we talk about Europe, of course, we're talking about multiple countries with right. multiple different points of view. I think on one end of the spectrum in Europe, you've got folks that are still angry that he took us out of the Iran nuclear deal. They're angry that he took us out of the Paris Climate Accords. They're angry that he has sort of rattled their cage about the amount of military spending they're contributing to NATO. And so some of them just don't like him. They like mm-hmm. President Obama better. They don't like him. And therefore, when it comes to things like Iran, they're not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And we mm-hmm. saw that right after the most recent tanker attacks, where there were European politicians saying, we're not sure that we've seen enough evidence from the U.S. military that Iran was behind this. And that, clearly Iran was the instigator. So I think there's a range. I think on the other end of the spectrum, you see countries which are traditionally closer to the U.S., like the U.K., mm-hmm. Are starting to move in our direction. For example, the most recent sanctions that were announced by the State Department and the Treasury Department on Tuesday against Hezbollah figures, which, of course, Hezbollah is a terrorist organization bankrolled by Iran. The U.K. said, we agree with that approach. That makes sense to us. So it is a range of views, but right now, Europe, certainly as led by President Macron in France, is trying to salvage the deal, and I don't think it's going to be workable in the near term.
Did you have a sense that Macron may be moving a little bit closer to Trump, or is he still trying to play it safe? Because as you mentioned, these European allies, especially when it comes to NATO, they liked Barack Obama because they got away with murder. They didn't have to pay their fair share. Now you got new management in town that moves their cheese around and says, you guys made these promises. It's time to pay up here and support. I mean, the American people have been carrying the day for you. And, in some response, some said, well, nobody ever asked.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, if you're getting a free ride and no one's calling it for it, you're not going to mess that game up. But certainly that has changed with the Trump administration. I think Macron may be getting close, but unfortunately his initial response so far has been, particularly with regard to Iran blowing through the limits on uranium enrichment, the deal, his initial response has been, let's have more talks. I'm going to send one of my chief diplomats to Tehran to sit down with the Iranian leadership. What I think they ought to think about instead of more talks is beginning the process within the nuclear deal that allows for the snapback of the UN sanctions. Mm-hmm. And I think the Europeans would be in a stronger position if they said, that's what we're doing next. And by the way, Iran, we will not tolerate any acts of aggression by you, and we stand with the Americans when it comes to proportionate responses if that's necessary. And I think that would be a better recipe, because if you think about where everyone sits in this drama, you've got the U.S., you've got Iran, and you've got the Europeans. The Iranians are really painted into a corner by their own actions. Their mm-hmm. economy is falling apart.
Exactly.
And so time is on the side of the U.S. and Europe. But Iran is very hopeful that they can peel Europe off from the U.S., that they can keep a wedge between the two factions, because they think they can play Europe. And I'm somewhat concerned that Europe is being played right now, and I want them to sort of stiffen their spines and tell Iran no, because I think ultimately at some point in the future, it may be a year or two from now, talks will begin again with Iran, and it's always easier to have talks when you're operating from a position of strength.
Strength, exactly. Matthew, do you think that Europe has failed to really come into some sort of conclusion in terms of the threat of Iran? It just seems that they seem to be a bit confused about the threat assessment. I mean, if Iran goes nuclear, somehow it just seems like they can't even seem to imagine that.
No, I think that's right. I think some Europeans would say, well, that's why we have this deal to keep these limits on Iran, in terms of Iran's nuclear program. My own view is the deal was a half measure and it was lopsided in favor of Iran. I think there are other parts of Europe that look at Iran And they think, you know, the reason we're in this high-tension period is because of the U.S. The U.S. slapped these sanctions on Iran, and Iran is only lashing out now because of what the U.S. did. My response to that is Iran is in the box it's in because of its own actions. It behaved badly. It was sanctioned. I think the other thing that the Europeans wanted out of this deal was for Iran to be a lucrative end market for European businesses. And you may recall, right after the deal was announced, European oil companies were racing to Iran to sign up contracts. And a lot of big European corporations were hoping that Iran could be a really lucrative market for goods and services. Mm-hmm. So there was an economic incentive for Europe to create commercial linkages with Iran, not to mention the fact that unlike the U.S., which now enjoys largely energy independence, Europe is heavily dependent on the Middle East for oil.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the range of options or their feeling of risk with Iran is certainly higher than the U.S., and I think that also plays into why they react to these things differently than we do. But I think we're getting to a point now where they need to start moving in our direction.
Well, the fact of the matter is, as you said, they've been a bad player in this. They haven't, you know, that was the hope of the Europeans that Iran would say, okay, look, we're going to be serious. We're going to enter into the community and the overall good of it, and we'll work together. We'll be a good business partner. But no, they took the money that America gave them. They supported Hamas and other terrorist activities. And, you know, this was kind of a joke. And it was obvious to Donald Trump, and in his own psychology, it was just unacceptable. I mean, what were you doing? And then, of course, not to mention the fact that President Obama said to us, oh, this was to keep Iran from, you know, getting a nuclear weapon. But you go, well, if you're going to keep them from getting a nuclear weapon, why is there a sunset clause in here? Well,
right.
I don't sense we're getting the whole truth and nothing but.
No, that's right. And that was the problem from the start with the deal, is essentially what we got out of the deal was a pause. And that pause was based on us trusting Iran. And it was based on a certain amount of inspections being allowed, but we weren't allowed to do inspections at any of Iran's military sites where a lot of nuclear activity is believed to take place. And Iran took the money, pocketed the money, and as you said, continued to fund terrorism and mayhem through the Middle East. So if you look at Iran's role in Syria propping up Bashar al-Assad and the butchery that's taken place to the Syrian people, you look at Iran propping up the Houthis in Yemen and the civil war that's caused 70,000 people to die, you look at Iran's sponsorship of Hezbollah and Lebanon and Hamas in the Palestine territories, you know, they've got a really bad international rap sheet. And
yeah,
so,
without a doubt. Well, Matthew, we got to go to break. We've got more from Matthew Hyman after this. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Hyman continues with us, senior fellow and associate director for global security at the National Security Institute at George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School. Previously, he was a lawyer with the National Security Division of the Department of Justice and the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad, Iraq. Matthew, as we were talking, you know, with the European allies here regarding Iran, we're definitely keeping an eye on Israel. How long does Israel, you know, put up with this? I mean, you know, basically Iran has said, you know, forget about the agreement. We're enriching, you know, these isotopes, and we're going to continue to, you know, go beyond the limits of our agreement.
Right. And just bear in mind, Israel was never in favor of this agreement. They thought it was a bad deal, and they turned out to be quite prescient. And the other thing that is of great concern for Israel is continuing statements from Iranian politicians, like members of the Iranian parliament, saying the next step is we need to just destroy Israel, which is the continuing threat Israel lives under because they're well within range of Iranian ballistic missiles, and obviously if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, they can put that on a ballistic missile and they could wreak havoc in Israel. So Israel has been pushing. Prime Minister Netanyahu said a day or two ago that, look, it's time for the Europeans to get off the fence, mm-hmm. start the procedures at the UN to implement the snapback sanctions that are needed. So he is very concerned, as he should be, and I think at a certain point Europe's got to understand that if they don't kind of get in line with where the U.S. and Israel are, events are going to just pass them by because the U.S. and Israel will make decisions and won't wait around for Europe. Yeah.
Right. Yep, exactly. Well, that's what many people are asking and saying, well, why doesn't Israel? I mean, Israel looked at this in the past with bunker busting bombs that they would need to get from the United States at the time they were relying on Barack Obama. So the chances of that happening were nil and almost never. But now we've got, you know, President Trump in the White House, who has been very pro-Israel, and they're both, I mean, they're working on this, you know, together to come up with a plan and considering all the moving parts here, because how much longer can you allow Iran to continue to break the agreement.
That's exactly right. And what this does with Iran saying that they're openly in violation of the agreement and sort of starting to take steps towards a nuclear weapon is it increases the chances of other actors in the region following a similar path. So
exactly.
If I'm Saudi Arabia, if I'm Jordan, if I'm the United Arab Emirates, none of whom are friends with Iran, are looking at what Iran's doing, they're going to start saying, well, what do we need to do to protect ourselves? And then you've set off a race of several players in the Middle East all chasing nuclear weapons, which is just not a good result.
Exactly. Well, the very thing that they were trying to avoid to begin with, and this is what President Obama and the team had said, that we wanted to, you know, make sure that we didn't ignite a nuclear race war here. But that, boy, I'll tell you, I got to imagine some knees are getting nervous here.
Well, absolutely. And Iran is, you know, they're not doing anything that gives you confidence that they want to be a good actor in the region or in the world broadly. I mean, one of the things that strikes me about sort of the European hand-wringing over this is Iran last year plotted terrorist attacks on European soil. They plotted attacks against Iranian dissidents that were in Denmark and Paris, and they were going to attack a World Cup soccer game in Albania. And their ambassador in Albania was involved in the plot. So Iran has is not at all spooked by anything Europe does or says at the moment. And I think that's why it's so important for, as I said, Europe to get much tougher.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the leadership of Iran is kind of running a parallel track here. Because meanwhile, on Main Street, they're, you know, the natives are not happy. I mean, you know, their economy is in the tank. They've, you know, of course, I'm sure they're hearing and are aware of the amount of money the United States gave them. And here it is. It's like, wait a minute, you didn't take care of us. You perpetrated terrorist attacks here. How is this? I mean, they're getting quite restless because nobody likes the inflation rate. Nobody likes paying, you know, the kind of prices they're paying for everyday goods.
Exactly right. Unemployment is running high. Inflation is skyrocketing. It is not a good time to be an Iranian citizen from an economic point of view. The other statistic that is just striking is the fact that Iranians' oil exports have been reduced by 90%. And that is a huge engine for the Iranian economy. So
exactly.
You're right. The Iranian regime runs a risk that at some point the citizenry there just says enough. And, you know, the powder keg explodes, as we've seen in other circumstances. So they've got to be very careful. And that's why, again, I think time is on the side of the U.S. and the Europeans if they continue to operate with kind of tough talk, strategic patience, keeping pressure on Iran, and responding as needed. I mean, those are all paths that can be traveled without there being all-out war and without just sort of the happy talk.
Well, like everything, time is not unlimited here. You know, they've got the pressure, as we said, on the streets of Iran, people not happy. You know, they're pushing the levels they can to try to maintain some sort of face and leadership, you know, for the people in the international community. I mean, in a way, it's almost like in a bigger sense, it's reminiscent of Iraq all over again, you know, where you've got the leadership pounding their chest, threatening and saying they're going to, you know, do all kinds of damage and, you know, and all kinds of threats and everything. And whether or not they can back that up, time will tell. But even still, you know, going back to the earlier question we started this conversation, Matthew, is the threat assessment of Iran, is there a proper threat assessment? Because like you said, they've been bad players. They've always been bad players. They probably always will be bad players. I mean, we're trying to coerce them with sticks and carrots here, and they could care less about carrots.
That's right. I mean, they are not interested in any carrots right now, and I think the only thing that's going to get their attention are sticks. Now, I don't think that means we need to have a full-blown war with Iran. I'm certainly not advocating for that.
No.
I think we can exercise some, as I said, sort of strategic patience simply by keeping pressure on them. If they want to knock one of our drones out of the sky, we can respond proportionally. We've got, you know, all the weaponry in the world, all the smarts make these strikes surgical and strategic, and I think we should continue to keep them boxed in until they start demonstrating some good faith.
Did you think President Trump's decision not to send some bombs into Iran was the right way to go, and to do something of a cyber attack, to at least let him know, hey, look, we hear you, and we want to make sure you hear us, without, killing 150 people?
Yeah, I think there are different things that President Trump could have done. His rationale for pulling back from the military strike is understandable. Certainly when you start dropping bombs, no matter what kind of precision weaponry you have, you can never guarantee that there will be no loss of life. So I can understand that concern. I think whether he had done a surgical strike or he used the cyber attack, I was just happy to see a very proportional, measured response, which is exactly the path I think we need to stay on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, going back to what you had mentioned earlier in your article, you said it is long past time for European leaders to recognize that Iran has no interest in peace in the Middle East. The 2015 nuclear deal did nothing to alter Iran's 40-year foreign policy effort to achieve ideological and territorial hegemony in its region. That pretty well says it all right there, doesn't it?
I think, well, you know, I wrote it, so I would tend to.
Well, two very short, easily understood sentences, you know, even coming from an attorney, this is clear. I mean, you know, all due respect, man,
it is. And I think it's a matter of looking at not just what they've done since signing the nuclear deal, which obviously has not been a track record of good behavior, but even before that, for 40 years, since 1979, the revolution, which Americans remember because of the hostages in our embassy,
exactly.
Iran has been a bad actor in the region. It's threatened its neighbors, and it's sought to grow its influence, and it's been on that path. And I sometimes you hear people say, well, there are elements in the Iranian government that are more moderate, and we've got to be careful not to alienate those people. My response to that is, there may be elements in the government that are more moderate, but the guys on top, the clerics and people like Khamenei, are not moderate, and they're never going to let them win the day. And
exactly.
Until they move out, this is the Iran we have to deal with.
Yeah, the moderates aren't in control. So
exactly.
what good is it going to do for us to negotiate with the moderates? I mean, Donald Trump knows this, and the author, being the author of The Art of the Deal, is when you negotiate, you got to deal with the decision makers, right?
Exactly right. And unfortunately, the decision makers in Iran, at least to date, have no interest in being sort of a good member of the family of nations around the world. It's just not in their playbook right now.
You think something of a dramatic instance happens before the end of the year? I mean, as months go by, if Iran continues to go beyond the limits of the agreement, they've said every 60 days they're going to take it, they're going to add another step. How many more 60-day cycles can we handle?
Well, I think the U.S. can handle many, many 60-day cycles. I think but to the extent that something goes awry in the Middle East, it's really in Iran's hands. If Iran decides to act like a thug, they're going to be treated like a thug. If they decide to act like a mouse, they'll be treated like a mouse.
Well, there it is. As we learned in the first day of school, in the sandbox of life, you got to bully a bully, right?
Have
Matthew Hyman, thank you, sir.
Have you checked Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters I